Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bipartisan group of six U.S. senators has announced they have an agreement in principle on an immigration deal that would address the fate of more than 800,000 immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children. Since last September, when President Trump ended the so-called DACA program, congressional Republicans have maintained the program should be part of a broader immigration bill, opening the door to a wide range of issues, including President Trump's wish to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump has aimed new criticisms regarding the investigation of his 2016 campaign, suggesting a U.S. intelligence authorization law was used to badly surveil and abuse his election operations. Mr. Trump has offered no evidence of eavesdropping, but he said the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act may have been used along with the help of the discredited and phony dossier compiled by operatives paid by his challenger, Hillary Clinton, to collect information linking his campaign with Russia. Numerous media outlets reporting President Trump will increase sanctions on Iran in the coming hours, while again stopping short of reimposing sanctions intended to push the Tehran regime to give up nuclear weapons research, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
I am expecting new sanctions on Iran. We continue to look at them. We've rolled them out, and I think it's you can expect there will be more sanctions coming.
Meantime, by law, the White House must certify every 90 days whether Iran is complying with the 2015 agreement regarding its nuclear program, the certification deadline today. This is VOA News. U.S. Department of Justice has assembled a team of leading prosecutors to investigate the finances and drug trafficking activities of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorist organization. This comes as the Trump administration ratchets up its rhetoric against Iran, accusing it of supporting terrorist organizations such as Hezbollah and fomenting instability in the Middle East. China's Ministry of Transportation said the strict Iranian oil tanker, the one that's stricken there in the East China Sea, is at risk of exploding, sinking because of fire from spilled oil. The story from VOA's Bronwyn Benito.
Rescue work resumed on Thursday after rescue crews retreated Wednesday after an explosion on the tanker. The Ministry of Transportation said contaminated air from fire and bad weather increased difficulties of rescue work. The ship was sailing from Iran to South Korea when the collision occurred 257 kilometers off the coast of Shanghai. It's the second collision for a ship from the National Iranian Tanker Company in less than a year and a half. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Dozens of Yazidi children have been rescued from Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria, now receiving counseling to cope with and recover from the trauma they experienced. During their years of captivity, children were smuggled out of IS-controlled territories in recent months. Violent demonstrations in Tunisia and protesters out defying threats of a crackdown, angry with economic hard times in their country, including the new government price hikes and staple items and gasoline. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting.
It's hard times for many in Tunisia. The government's recent decision to increase prices on staple items and gasoline and impose new taxes is just too much for some. At least 20 locations, including Tunis, have been hit by the protests since they started on Sunday, around 600 arrested. This is the ninth government to take power since 2011's Arab Spring, when protesters overthrew their authoritarian leader. None of them have been able to deal with the country's growing economic problems, and those price hikes were aimed at tackling their deficit and foreign debts. Now, Prime Minister Youssef Chahed says enough is enough. The state won't bow to violence. Some lawmakers have called for an increase to the minimum wage, but its likelihood is unclear. There's also concern that small numbers of radical Islamists may be trying to take advantage of the crisis. The Interior Ministry says at least two have been found among those detained.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. For more on that story and the hour's news, check out our website at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.